Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
Well, last week, we started a new series that we're calling A New Way to Be Human. And we are in the midst of spending some quality time in studying the book of 1 John. And I hope that you've been taking some time to read the book of 1 John. It's short. It's only 5 chapters. But boy, it's deep. It's deep. So you want to take some time to study and meditate on that. I think as we do that as a congregation over the next month or so, it will help us. It will help us draw closer to Jesus, and it will help us to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. This letter is it's a blueprint. This letter is a blueprint that can help us figure out how to regain our sense of humanity that has been lost in this world. We talked last week about how our sin and our brokenness, it really causes us to lose our sense of identity as children of God. You are a child of God. Amen. We are children of God, and sin in this world, the sin that we're born into in this world, it somehow causes us to lose this sense of identity of who we actually are. And as our sense of identity, our sense of our true humanity is distorted and diluted by sin, we wind up settling for less than God's best in our lives. We settle for less. We find ourselves adrift when we're out there in sin. And I think this is a common story as I look around the room that everybody kind of knows this narrative, right? We find ourselves when we're in sin, we're adrift. We find ourselves wandering on the back roads of existence. We find ourselves stuck in the mud. We find ourselves alone, feeling isolated, when in reality, our Heavenly Father has so much more in store for us. In reality, God has so much more He wants us to live into. We find there's so much more to live for when we give our lives and our hearts to Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our salvation. There's so much more to live for when we give our lives to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the real life. Jesus is real living. Amen? Amen. That's what we talked about last week. Jesus is the blueprint. And this morning we're going to talk a little bit more about how we are transformed, how we are changed, how we are able to regain our sense of humanity as we walk with Him. I want to turn your attention this morning to 1 John chapter 1. And we're moving a little bit further ahead in this book this morning, 1 John chapter 5. We're just going to focus on a few short verses. They're very familiar, but I think the simplicity and the importance of these verses can provide us help today where we find ourselves coming through what has been a very dark week at a national level, and at a very local level here at the Maplewood Church of the Nazarene. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. We read these words and we find hope this morning. This is the message that we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. Beautiful words. Almost poetry this morning from John to the church that we read. As I read these brief verses this morning, I find myself seeing three ways that we can respond to these verses. Three ways we can respond to the words in this blueprint this morning that we're looking at, that the Apostle John is laying out for us. First of all, this is very simple. This is not rocket science this morning. First of all, we can choose to walk in darkness. We can choose to walk in darkness. When the boys were little, we would take them camping. Any campers? We like to camp? Yeah, when the boys were little, we would take them camping. It was always fun to sit around the campfire and to do the things you do when you go camping, enjoy one another's company, play games we don't typically play. But eventually bedtime would come, right? It would get dark, the sun would go down, bedtime would come, and it would be time for us to walk down to the shower house. We would always go to Delaware State Park over in Delaware. That was kind of our go-to place where we'd set up the camper. Time would come, it would be dark, the crickets would be chirping, the smell of the summer breeze and the summer night air would be out, and it would be time to walk down to the showers, clean up, and get ready for bed. And if you're a parent, you know that seems like a simple task, but when you're camping, that can become a saga, you know, it can become an epic saga to get three little boys from the campsite down the street or down the road to the shower house in the dark and get them ready for bed. By the time we always got back, there was so much energy happening that they were not ready to sleep. They were full of s'mores and candy and whatever, and they were not able to settle down. But we'd have to get them down to that shower house in the dark. And by this time in the evening on our little summer camping trips, it would be dark. I am talking pitch black. No street lights anywhere in the campground. You could see campfires all around, but it would be dark. And sometime we would try to walk down that path to the shower without a light. We'd choose to try to go it on our own and walk in the darkness. It was so dark, it was easy to stumble around. It was easy to get lost. You thought it was the second turn when it was actually the third turn, and you wind up showing up at somebody else's campsite and figuring out that you're at the wrong place. Could be a little awkward. We can choose to walk in the dark. We can choose to walk in the darkness. We can choose, as people with free will, to live outside of the light of Jesus in our lives. That is your choice. That is my choice. We choose, are we going to walk in the darkness or are we going to walk in the light? We can choose to walk in the darkness. And when we choose to walk in the darkness in our pride, we say, I got this. I know it's dark out, but I know the path. I can make it on my own. I don't need any help. But sooner or later, we find ourselves stumbling in the dark. Maybe we fall over a curb or a stump or a tree or something that we didn't realize that was there. Maybe we get lost in the maze of poor choices that we try to make, doing it by ourselves in the dark. And often what I have found, folks, and this is really important because it's not just all about me and it's not just all about you in terms of the decisions we make to walk in the light or the dark. Sometimes as we try to walk in the dark by ourselves, we're taking other people with us. They're following along with us and stumbling along with us. So there's danger in the fact that we're walking in the dark. It's not just danger to us, but we could be creating danger to other people around us. And in the midst of our pride, we wind up making mistakes that we regret. Anybody been there? We make whoppers, right? We wind up living far below our God-given potential, trying to walk in the dark by ourselves. We get impatient. We get flustered because we know we've made mistakes. We get to the point where we get so flustered and we get embarrassed by the mistakes we've made and we don't want to admit it. Know what I'm talking about? We get embarrassed. We don't want to admit it. We get angry at our circumstances. We get angry. We get mad at ourselves. And then somehow that anger turns into anger at the people around us that we love and we wind up hurting them, all because we chose to walk in the dark and tried to do it by ourselves. And often we get angry at God. Isn't it interesting how we make the choice to walk in the dark and then we get frustrated with ourselves and then it winds up impacting the people around us and we wind up being mad at God because we chose to walk in the dark. We become scared little kids, so to speak, lost in the dark, needing help and finding our way back to the campsite. People who lack hope, people who lack inspiration, we become people who lack purpose. when we choose to walk in the dark. So we can choose to walk in the dark, and the consequences are obvious. Second, again, not rocket science here, we can choose to walk in the dark, or we can choose to walk in the light. We can choose to walk in the light. Pretty soon, this camping dad got smarter. Instead of trying to take the kids to the shower house in the dark at night, all three of them, we got a little smarter. And we would grab a lantern. A simple lantern would make that task of getting the boys ready for bed during these camping trips that much easier. Sometimes we made it fun with the kids and we had glow sticks. Ooh, you snap the glow sticks and they like to twirl them around. Or we had the ones with the necklaces and they'd wrap them around their heads and wrap them around dad. And it would be fun. In the more recent days, you just take your phone out, right? The light on your phone. That can be the flash. How many of you have done that before? You've been out in the dark, walking in the dark, and you get your light out and you shine your phone light out there. I do that around the house all the time. I've got bruises on my toes from running into furniture. And we've lived in the house we live in for 4 years, but I still need a light to get around the house because I don't know my way around the house totally yet. And I have the bruises on my toes to prove it. So we would use a lantern or glow sticks or the cell phone flashlight. And in the midst of all that darkness, of that dark pitch blackness at the campground, that light, that lantern, that glow stick would reveal the path in the midst of the darkness. Even though it was pitch black around us, when we followed the light that the lantern cast, somehow we felt safer. We felt more secure. It helped us avoid the pitfalls, right? And we could literally see what went bump in the night if we followed the light of the lantern. The light makes it easier to stay together in the darkness. You see how this works? The light makes it easier to stay together in the darkness. When we choose to walk in the light as followers of Christ, I think this is a really important concept I want you to grab hold of this morning, because we live in a sinful, broken world, right? We just live in a sinful, broken world. And when we choose as followers of Jesus Christ to walk in the light, that doesn't mean necessarily that somebody's going to flip on the switch and Mr. Sun's going to come out in this dark, broken world and cast light over everything so that we can see everything. We live in a dark and broken world. And when we walk in the light, it doesn't necessarily mean that we can see everything, because it is a dark and broken place. No, sometimes walking in the light as a follower of Christ, it just means following the path illuminated by the glow stick of hope that God has given to us. Sometimes it just means following the path that lantern provides for us in the dark place that we find ourselves in. It means being able to see only as far as the lantern will shine. It means we find security in the light that comes from that tiny LED diode in the phone in that dark place. Sometimes walking by faith Sometimes walking by faith means we still walk with darkness all around us, but we are comforted by the light that Christ provides to us in the moment. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we walk in darkness all around us, but we're comforted by the light that God provides. And as we walk together as brothers and sisters in Christ through dark times, our combined light that God has shared with us that we're walking in becomes even more comforting when we walk together. John talks about this fellowship that we have. When we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The light, our combined light, the combined hope that we each individually bring to our faith community helps us out. We help each other by bringing the light and the hope in our heart to share together with other people. As we walk together, our combined light is comforting. Our combined light together that we're walking in is encouraging. The combined light that we walk together in is empowering. It enables us to take that step forward. Because maybe my lights flicker just a little bit because of what I'm going through. But when you come forward as a follower of Christ, the light in your heart helps shine the way for me. And it helps me take that next step forward. God knows what He's doing when He brings us together as a faith family. He knows that one of the ways that He helps us through dark times together is He gives us one another so that we can help each other forge the path forward. The light we share with one another allows us to still have fellowship with God and with others, even in dark moments, even in dark times. The question for us this morning, as we're confronted with the truth of this passage, this blueprint, the question for you and me this morning, are we walking in all the light that God has provided to us today? Are we walking in all the light that God has provided to us? You know, sometimes God will shine light in our heart on something that never was an issue for us morally in the past. But God will shine His light, and that light will illuminate that dark place in the corner of our heart. And we are confronted as followers of Christ and as individuals of free will. Am I going to acknowledge what the light has revealed in my heart and give that over to Jesus? Or am I going to ignore what God has shined the light on in my life and essentially choose to walk in darkness? He's going to shine lights in our heart, and it's going to affect how a personal conviction that we have about certain things in our hearts and our lives. We were talking this morning about in Sunday school about certain movies that maybe we've watched in the past, and God has shown a light in our heart, and it's like that type of entertainment's no longer edifying to us anymore. So what do? We don't keep watching that trash. We've decided, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to walk in the light instead, because God has enlightened my heart and my mind and my soul. He's convicted me about consuming that type of entertainment, and I'm going to live a different way in response to the light in my life. Are you walking in all the light that God has revealed to you, or are you resisting acknowledging the reality of what the light has revealed in your heart about you? And are we resisting doing something about what God has revealed to us by shining the light in our lives? Are we walking in all the light that God has provided to us in this moment? Or are we choosing to ignore the light and wander out into the darkness at the campsite all by ourselves? We can choose to walk in the darkness. We can choose to walk in the light. But there's a third way this morning. There's a third way we can respond to the light as we respond to this passage today. And it's kind of counterintuitive, but I want to bring it forward to you this morning. Last week we talked about a little bit of Greek. We talked about some Greek words in the scriptures. The Greek word in this passage for the word walk is parpateo, not potato. Parpateo. Parpateo is the Greek word for walk. And that word is translated, parpateo means to go forward. The Joe Case translation means to make progress down the path. To make progress down the game board. Okay? You may be in space one, but parpateo means you're moving from space one to space two on your journey, or space three or space four. You're making progress. You're moving forward. If we are truly interested in pursuing this new way to be human, if we're truly committed to this new way to be human in Christ Jesus, we need to be making progress down the path in the light that God has shed for us. We need to be making progress. Are we following the light, or are we just marking time? Are we just marking time, right? Marking time. Any military guys know what marking time is? Marching in place. You just kind of, any marching band members? All right. When I was in high school, I was on the drum line. I played the bass drum. I played the snare drum. That guy in the middle there, that's me. See that guy right there in the center? That's a young Joe Case, the Troy Trojan Marching Band. 1987, I think that picture was. That was on the front page of the Troy Daily News at one point. But I was on the drum line, and we would, regardless of which drum you played, everyone on the drum line needed to be very good at marking time. We would stand there for hours, and we would play the music, and we would rehearse, and we would play the same songs over again, marching in place to the rhythm of the drum cadence or the song, always marking time. You know, you could have it in your head, mark time, march, one, two, three, four. If you go to a marching band show, you'll hear the drum line out on the field. And the yingers know this, the drum line's out there in the middle of the show, everybody's playing their music and the drum line's going da, 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 because they're keeping the beat. They're marking time. I'm getting tired doing that. We'd rehearse for an hour, we'd learn our music, we'd mark time. And we'd accomplish a lot, but we wouldn't go anywhere because we were just kind of marching in place, marking time, staying in the same place, not making any progress. Are we making progress on our spiritual journey? Or are we just marking time? Are we just marking time? We're doing things we need to do. We're learning things we need to learn. But we're still in the same place we were a year ago right now because we're just marking time. We're not parapateo. We're not going forward. We're not making progress. We're not responding to the light that God has shed in our hearts and making changes in the way we conduct our lives so that He can continue to shape us and mold us into the image of the person He always intended us to be so we can find this new way to be human. We have to respond to the light. Are we making progress or are we marking time? I'm challenged by verse 6 of chapter 1 today as I kind of focus in on that. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live in the truth. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. The light, folks, the light is on the move. The light does not stay in one place that God provides for us. It's always moving forward. The light is leading us to the shower house. The light is not just hanging out there on the side of the road so that you can get comfy in the dark. The light is moving us someplace. God is moving you someplace.
Amen.
He's got stuff that He wants to accomplish in your life and through your life. And the only way He can do that is if you are moving with the light. Learning to dance with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Did that Nazarene pastor just say dance? Yes. It's a beautiful thing when we sync up with the light of Christ in our hearts and we move down the path and we're allowing the light to lead us into new places, into new challenges and through hardship into new growth. The light is on the move. It's always moving forward, leading us on to where God needs us to go. On our journey. God does not want us hanging out just in this dark corner of our lives. That is not what God's plan for you is. He wants to move you forward in the light. He has got great and grand things that He wants to do in and through you. And He has a glorious eternal future for you if we walk in the light as He is in the light. Are we moving forward through the darkness with the light? It's possible to find ourselves just marking time. But the light has moved on and we can be stuck in the same place spiritually. God dealt with us here. He's shown light in our life in the past. We've had this experience with Him in the past, but the light's moved on. And we're hanging back here in the darkness now. We haven't kept up with the light as the light has moved. Follow the light. Move with the light. How much spiritual progress have you made in the past year? It was almost 1 year ago that I preached a sermon about Abraham and Sarah. And remember the promise to them? A year from now, you will have a son. And I asked the question, where will Maplewood be? Where will you be a year from now in your walk with God? Where will we be as a faith community in our walk with God? That was a year ago. Well, I'm back. How much spiritual progress have you made in your life, has God made in your life in the past year? 365 days have passed. We usually wait for reflection at Christmas or New Year's, right? I choose the second week of October for some reason. It just makes sense. How much spiritual progress have you made personally? How much have I made in the last year personally? Can we stop and reflect on how God has carried us and led us in the light and through the light over the past 365 days? Folks, we can show up. We can make a good show of things every Sunday or every Wednesday and still be empty if we are just marking time, just going through the motions. Just, I'm looking like I'm doing everything I need to be doing, but I'm not really making progress. I'm marking time, but I'm not parapateo. I am marking time, but I'm not moving forward. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, Paul says, we can have a form of godliness, but deny its power. We can have a form of godliness, but deny its power. Marking time is a trap. The light shed on us here, and we're like, oh God, this is a great moment, but then the light moves on, and we don't follow the light, and we're set here in the dark, thinking we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, but we've fallen into the trap of the Pharisees, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. We can't embrace this new way to be human and just be marking time in our spiritual lives. You can't embrace what God wants to do to make you human again and just settle for marking time. You hear that? You can't settle for marking time. We have to be moving forward. Marking time's just as bad as intentionally choosing to walk in the darkness. We just try to dress it up and call it something different. Are we walking in all the light that God has revealed to us? Or are we marking time? Have we become Pharisees? Form of godliness, but denying its power. Church, embrace the power of Jesus Christ. Move forward with the light. Choose to walk in the light. Follow God's direction in your life. Life is too short. We've learned that this week, haven't we? Life is too short. Life is too short. Don't waste time marking time. Make the most of the days that the Lord has given us.
Amen.
Walk in the light. Choose to walk in the light. And don't try to walk by yourself in the light. Walk with one another. This is God's plan for us. God's plan is not for His people to walk by themselves through the darkness. We need to walk to the shower house together. Bring your lantern, friend. Let's join all of our lanterns together. As we join our lights together, we shine like a city on a hill in our community. It's when we come together that we find hope. It's when we come together that we find and are reminded that God is good, that He has a plan, and that He has a purpose, and He's working through all the different things that happen in our lives. He doesn't cause some of these things that happen, but He is a good, loving God, and He wants to lead us through these dark times. He wants us to join our lights together to empower us, to get us to the glory land, to get us to the other side of where we're at right today. Don't try to walk by yourself. Join with others who are walking in the light. Together, we can walk in the light. We can move forward through the dark in the light that God has shed in our lives and discover this new way to be human together.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan Holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.